nonprofit serving Northern California communities is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Castle Filters, Custom Building Products, the Angie App, Wagner Sprayers, and Roof Max. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. So, if you're working on a deck, if you're mowing your yard, if you're fixing up a roof, if you're planning a project, maybe you're thinking about this is the time to do a new kitchen or a bathroom, or maybe a new bedroom, whatever project is on your to-do list, you can move it right over to ours by reaching out to us with those questions. We're your coach, we're your helpers, we're your therapists if something goes wrong, whatever you need, we're here to lend a hand. A couple of ways to get in touch. The best thing to do is head to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button which says leave a message, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you might know that some of the more inconvenient parts of the project are that it's messy and it takes days because you have to wait for the adhesive to set before you can grout. We're going to show you a trick of the trade to help avoid all that and get the job done far faster.
And if you think the best way to save time and energy cutting the grass is to set the mower as low as possible so you don't have to mow that often, you might be surprised to find out that that can actually end up being more work in the long run.
That's right. And it's a great time of year for outdoor living. And if you want to step up your space, we've got tips on how you can build out your very own fire pit.
Plus, do you have any big paint projects that you're about to take on? Well, we've got a big giveaway that can help. We have a Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer ready to send out to one lucky listener.
The Control Pro 170 makes it easy for DIYers to tackle paint projects like decks, fences, or even an entire house. It's worth $379, and it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. How do you get in on this? Well, you got to contact us with your home improvement question. Click that blue microphone button on MoneyPit.com or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Sherilyn, Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built in 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it along the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. Then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stand there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to quickcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects, there are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Wow. Okay. Cool. TheQuickCrete.com. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Tennessee, where Daniel is dealing with carpenter bees and, of course, those lovely, perfectly round board holes that they love to make all over your wood house. What's going on?
Oh, well, I've got these carpenter bees that keep, like, drilling holes into my fascia board right there underneath my roof, and I filled them in and I've repainted, and they keep coming back. I don't know if there's maybe something I can do to prevent that or something I can do.
All righty, folks, welcome back here to Tiger Field. We're welcoming onto the field right now Miss Erin Woodward, who is about to begin for us the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the national anthem. Remove your hats, please. Now singing the national anthem will be our very own Erin Woodward.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant.
Well, once again, that was Erin Woodward singing for us the national anthem tonight. She did a terrific job, as always. She's come out and sung for us a couple of times here at Tiger Field. Well, we're going to have the plate meeting going right now. If I forgot to mention it earlier, this game is going to be brought to you tonight by North Valley Distributing once again at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. If you need them, give them a call at 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. So as the Colt 45's come out onto the field and begin to warm up, I'll go ahead and give you the lineups for tonight. It's going to be Arive Camacho, as usual, starting off the game. at the box. And starting at shortstop for us tonight, it'll be Kyle Norton again in that number two spot playing first. It'll be Bryce Tweed in center batting third once again. Derek Ray will be cleaning things up for us this evening in the designated hitter spot. Blake Tweed will follow him. He'll be in right field. It'll be Mateo Mendoza behind the plate for the second consecutive game. So kind of throwing off the switch-off routine of Mendoza and Ethan Williams. It'll be Jeffries following him in that seventh spot, playing third. Giacomo Crescetti in right. He'll be batting eighth. And then Jonathan Kumai at second and batting ninth once again. On the mound for the Colt 45s tonight is going to be Connor Irvine. We're no stranger to him, out of the University of Oklahoma, Monticello. He is typically one of the stronger arms on this Colt 45s team, and we know he can get through quite a few innings if he's got his good stuff. So let's hope he is bringing his good stuff today, and let's see if he can shut down this Grizzlies lineup like Isaac Horsman did last night. It'll be for the Grizzlies, starting in left field and leading off, Rodriguez. We do not have any first names tonight for the Grizzlies. I just have the names that were on the lineup given to me last night. And, well, that consists of about less than half of the lineup tonight. So it'll be Divitorio, batting second, playing shortstop for the Grizzlies. It'll be Taylor Kaufman in center field. Batting third, cleaning up will be Juan Leon, the third baseman. Jordan Scott in right, batting fifth. Behind him, it will be Geno Hutchinson, the second baseman. Behind him will be Owens, again, no first name. He'll be playing first base. In that eighth spot, it'll be Reeder. Again, I apologize, no first name. And following him in that number nine spot will actually be the pitcher, Collins. Again, unfortunately, no first name. Just like that, now Rodriguez is actually going to come out to the plate as Connor Irvine delivers a first-pitch fastball in there, swung on and missed for strike one. The 0-1 pitch now. That one's going to be swung on and fouled in the air to the left side. Count will quickly become no balls and two strikes. Irvine setting up again. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Well, we know last night, Isaac Horsman went a solid six, did not give up a run. Coming in to relieve him was Caden Nichols. He also didn't give up a run through three. Now the 1-2 pitch is going to be high. Fastball in there, that'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Now Irvine, 2-2 pitch, here it is. Curveball called for strike three. Nice pitch there. Fell right off the table into the strike zone as Rodriguez goes down looking. It'll be Divitorio coming up to the plate now. Again, we've got four of these Grizzlies here in the lineup tonight. Sorry, five of them that we don't have any first names for. They were not in the lineup last night or even on the roster I was given. So Divitorio swings at a fastball and fouls it off back behind him into the net. Irvine now setting up for the 0-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball. It's going to miss inside for ball one. Count will even up now at a ball and a strike. Irvine comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the left side. Camacho is going to full extend and slide. He'll make the grab, but already, Divitorio reaches first, so there will be no throw from Arif Camacho. Nice job getting to that ball. Unfortunately, it was just hit right in the right spot where Camacho couldn't quite get to it in time. It'll be an infield single for Divitorio to start off the Grizzlies, and that'll bring up Taylor Kaufman, the center fielder. He's going to watch a fastball go by a little outside for ball one. Irvine sets up. Here's the pitch. Fastball this time, swung on and fouled back into the net. Count will even up at a ball and a strike. Kaufman steps back into the box. Irvine takes his sign. Here's the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike two. That was a nice pitch from Irvine. That curveball already looking pretty disgusting here tonight. Speaking of disgusting, it's been an extremely hot day. Irvine sets up, delivers. High fastball, swing and a miss. Strike three. So two strikeouts here so far in the first inning for Connor Irvine as Juan Leon comes up to the plate tonight. Leon last night was 1-for-4 with a single. Now with two outs and a runner on first, he'll look to get a job done. As I was saying, extremely hot night. It's still about 104 degrees here in Reading and at Tiger Field. So Irvine sets up and throws a high fastball for ball one to Juan Leon. Luckily, most of the field is in the shade at the moment. Here comes the 1-0. It's going to be another high fastball, but swung on this time by Leon and missed for strike one. So it doesn't quite feel like 104, but still pretty hot out here. 1-1 pitch from Irvine on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That one was an outside fastball. Leon tried to go out and get it. Couldn't reach it. It'll be a ball and two strikes with two outs for Leon. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So, Connor Irvine strikes out the side to get this game started. Gives up an infield single, but nothing else. So, that'll bring us to the bottom of the first inning where the Colts look to strike first. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing, servicing the electrical construction markets and electronics industry at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning at Tiger Field. Reading Colt 45s versus the East Bay Grizzlies for the second time this weekend. It's going to be a Radiv Camacho leading things off for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the first. He'll be going up against Collins. That's the only name we have for him. We do not have a first name, like I said earlier in the last inning, or in the top of the inning, I'm sorry. We have five players in this East Bay Grizzlies lineup that we were not given first names for. So, Camacho will go up against Collins, looking to strike first here in the bottom of the first. Last night, it was a 6-0 ball game. Colt 45s won it. But now I wouldn't say 6-0 was maybe a real accurate reflection of how close the game was pretty much the entire way through. I mean, we saw good performances from both sides out there on the mound. It was, Keyshawn Martin out onto the mound for the Grizzlies, and he pitched all 8 innings that the Grizzlies were out there on the field. He, like I said, gave up 6 runs. However, say probably at least 2 or 3 of those runs weren't his fault. They were the result of errors. And, well, he was just a workhorse. Like I said, pitching 8 innings and threw a few runs. He did a good job. So props to him. It'll be Collins out here tonight. Camacho looking to start things off. As Camacho steps into the box, Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. High fastball there. fall one. Now, right out of the gate, Collins, his velocity looking pretty low. 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and popped straight up down the third baseline. It'll be the third baseman, Juan Leon, falling back and dropping that ball. He overran that one just a little bit. Both he and the catcher, Reeder, were chugging after that one. And well, Leon got there first, but overran it, ended up falling backwards, trying to make the catch and could not. So the count will be a ball and a strike to Camacho. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Now I'm telling you, this might be the lowest velocity we've seen from a pitcher all season, and Camacho is struggling to adjust to it. You can tell he's really trying to unload on a pitch, but he's just not able to time him up quite right. Now Collins will step off. Now he's back on. 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on. This one's going to be a little jam shot into right field, and it'll fall for a base hit. So, not a real powerful hit, but it'll get Camacho a bloop single there as Kyle Norton comes up to the plate. Norton, out of Lassen College, has pretty much been the Colt 45's go-to first baseman all year. There have been few games where he hasn't started over there at first. Now Camacho going to go on the first pitch. Throw down is going to be not in time. Camacho slides in easily. As I was saying, Norton, really a solid glove over there at first. There's not much he can't dig out of the dirt. As now Collins is going to step off the rubber before stepping back on. Camacho strikes early with that stolen base. Here comes the pitch. Fastball in there on the outside corner for strike one. It'll be a 1-1 count to Kyle Norton. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball two. So the count will be two balls and a strike to Kyle Norton. Camacho leads off of second once again. They're not holding him on too tight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted into shallow left. Going back is the shortstop, DiVittorio, but coming in is going to be Rodriguez, the left fielder, and he'll make the catch, sliding to an E. Now, really, I probably would have considered that DiVittorio's ball, but Rodriguez came chugging in there from left and called DiVittorio off. He had a good angle on it. Makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Bryce Tweed now, out of Sac City College. Tweed, we know him to be one of the biggest power hitters on this Colt 45's offense. Now, Camacho taking third on the pitch, and he's going to be in there safely once again. It's a long delivery from the catcher, or sorry, from the pitcher Collins. I mean, it takes quite a bit of time, and Camacho took full advantage of it and got to third pretty easily. Now the pitch to Tweed is going to be a called strike. It'll be a 1-1 count for him. As I was saying, Tweed, one of the largest power hitters on this Colt 45's offense. He was 0-for-4 last night, but made contact every time as he skies one foul over to the left side. It'll be a ball and two strikes for him. Like I said, now, first three batters that we've seen all seeming to have trouble with that slow fastball from Collins. A lot of them getting under it and getting out in front of it and popping these balls up. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, grounded straight back to Collins. Now they've got Camacho in a pickle. Camacho, he's getting a little tricky with it. And he will be back into third safely. Collins fielded that ground ball and kind of chased Camacho down the third baseline as Camacho went towards the plate. He tossed it to the catcher, Reeder. Reeder grabbed it, and Reeder chased him all the way back to third base and threw it over a little too late as Camacho was back in sliding. So a little bit of trickery and some fancy footwork gets Camacho back into third safely and will put Bryce Tweed over on second. Now Derek Ray, the designated hitter, is going to take a fastball high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball across the outside corner of the plate. It'll be no balls and two strikes for Derek Ray. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Sorry, that was strike two. It's going to be a 1-2 pitch. Sorry, a 1-2 count now for Derek Ray. Here comes the 1-2. Again in the dirt. This one's going to skirt away from the catcher Reader. Camacho holds up, however. Count will move to two balls and two strikes. As Ray steps back up into the box. Setting up is Collins. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Count will become full for Derek Ray. Now, it's showing two outs on the scoreboard. However, it's only actually one out so far. Just Kyle Norton is Ray. Skies one over to the right side in foul territory. Going over is the pitcher, Collins, and he'll drop it. So over there at first base, we have an unnamed player. It's Owens. Sorry. And actually, I think that's the coach. I think he might be playing first base tonight. Here's the full count to Ray. Strike three called. Curveball in there. Ray disagrees, but he'll head back to the dugout. And in case any of you are confused on what I just said, Owens, Brandon Owens is the name of our coach for the East Bay Grizzlies. And now we have our first baseman is also, we were given the last name Owens, no first name. Here's the pitch to Blake Tweed. That's going to be a fastball in there for a called strike. Now the Grizzlies have two outs with runners on second and third. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball one. But Owens, over at first base, he looks very grown. Definitely looks a little older than a collegiate player. And he's wearing no jersey, just a compression athletic shirt. So now the pitch to Tweed is going to be a curveball. He'll foul it off back into the net. And as I'm looking in that Grizzlies dugout, it doesn't look like there's anybody in there. So I think they might have been short of players. And the coach, Brandon Owens, is playing first base for him tonight. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. It's going to be on the outside corner. It'll miss for ball two. Count will be evened up at a couple of balls and a couple of strikes. But that's something we haven't seen so far this season. If I'm correct, I could be wrong, but I'm really pretty sure that that is Brandon Owens over there. 2-2, here it is. Strike three called. Curveball, almost the exact same pitch that Derek Ray saw, and Tweed goes down looking. So, Collins gets himself in a bit of trouble, but ultimately gets out of it. That'll send us to the top of the second. And remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball. Give them a call at 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
All right, folks, welcome back here to the top of the second. It's going to be Jordan Scott coming to the plate for the Grizzlies tonight. And, well, to add to the fact that the Grizzlies are short of players and are playing at first base what I believe to be their coach, Brandon Owens, we have no third or first base coach for the Grizzlies, which would make sense because Owens is supposed to be batting third in this inning. Now a fastball from Irvine is going to be called a strike. It was on the lower inside corner. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to Camacho. He's got it. He'll set up and throw to first for out number one. So Jordan Scott quickly put away with a ground out. That'll bring up Geno Hutchinson, the second baseman. So Hutchinson steps up to the plate. Indeed. Brandon Owens going on to that on deck circle. Comes the pitch from Irvine. Curveball in there for strike one. That was a dirty pitch. I mean, that just had some filthy spin on it. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball this time on the inside corner. Irvine does a great job of jumping out in front of Hutchinson. Barely gave him time to react to that first pitch curveball and then came right back at him with a fastball on the inside corner for strike two. Now Irvine gets his sign. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. It's going to be swung on and driven into right field. It'll fall in front of Giacomo Crisetti for a base hit. So Irvine jumps out in front of Hutchinson, but Hutchinson eventually catches up and gets himself a base hit. And that will indeed bring up our catcher, our first baseman, who I believe to be the coach, Brandon Owens. Irvine sets up. Here's the pitch. Owens takes a fastball in there for strike one. And, I mean, if you look at Owens, he looks like a guy that should be playing in Triple-A ball. I mean, he's a big man. Here's the 0-1. Inside fastball, again, called for strike two. Irvine got him in an 0-2 count now. He'll shake off a couple of signs. Takes this one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three called. So Owens watched his three pitches go by and strikes out looking. That'll bring up Reeder, the catcher. So he tries to get his shin guards off before heading up to the plate. It'll still be Hutchinson over there at first. As Irvine looks in for his sign. Now he's got it. Here comes the pitch. Little check swing there. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a called strike. Nice fastball from Irvine. Takes his sign again. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Strike two called. Irvine working extremely efficiently here tonight. He's not throwing a lot of balls at all. Almost everything he's putting out there is going in the strike zone. 0-2, here it is. Swung on and fouled over to the right side into the parking lot. No balls and two strikes once again to Reeder. Irvine sets up. Here comes the pitch. High curveball. That one seemed to get away from Irvine. Count became a ball and two strikes. Irvine sets up again. Here's the pitch. grounded lightly to the third baseman, Jeffries. He's got it. He'll throw over to first. It'll be offline, but Norton moves over well and makes the snag for out number three. So, once again, Irvine gets out of it pretty quickly. That'll send us to the bottom of the second, where, again, the Colts look to strike first. This game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. So call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here to the bottom of the second inning at Tiger Field. It's going to be Mateo Mendoza coming up to the plate for the first time, going up against Collins here. Collins got himself into a bit of trouble, allowed runners on second and third with just one out in the bottom of the first, but was able to come back and get two quick ones to get out of the inning without allowing a run to score. Mendoza will look to lead things off with maybe a base hit or more. Last night, Mendoza had an absolute moonshot hit that went just foul. The umpires had a hard time deciding whether it was fair or foul because of the fact that it was so high, it went over the foul pole, and I believe it actually went over the net out there in left field and into the street. I mean, it was probably one of the furthest hit balls I've seen in at this level, especially with a wood bat. So now Mendoza will step up to the plate. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted into right field. Going back a few steps is going to be Jordan Scott, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So Mendoza goes down on the first pitch. And that'll bring up Peyton Jeffries. Jeffries was 2-for-4 last night with a couple of singles and an RBI as well. Now here in the bottom of the second, he'll look to lead things off. She steps in to the box. Collins gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a little low. It'll be called a ball. Count will move to 1-0. Now, the pitch, it's going to be a fastball up in the zone. Jeffries takes a hack and misses. It'll be evened up now at a ball and a strike. Jeffries steps back into the box. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on lightly down the first baseline, barely foul. He's really riding that first baseline hard, kind of bounced in and out a couple of times, like it was going to go one way or the other until it finally just drifted foul. Count will be a ball and two strikes for Peyton Jeffries now. Collins gets his sign and sets up. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, not quite in the zone. It's a little outside for ball two. Count will be evened up. It'll be a 2-2 count now. Jeffries back in the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled into right field. That'll be a base hit, maybe more. Scott moving over. He'll cut it off, and Jeffries will hold up at first.
So a nice hard hit from Jeffries into right. Gets him a single. Almost was a double, but the right fielder, Jordan Scott, did a great job of getting to that ball and cutting it off before it got to the wall. It'll be a one-out, one-on situation now for Giacomo Crisetti, the right fielder, coming up to the plate. Jeffries leading off of first. Here's the pitch. High fastball. It'll be ball one. Crisetti steps into the box. Collins, here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I'm not sure if that was a fastball or a changeup. The velocity on both of those pitches looking pretty similar for the pitcher Collins. Either way, it's going to be a 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Another fastball in there for strike two. It'll be a one ball, two strike count for Giacomo Crisetti with Peyton Jeffries leading off of first. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back into the parking lot. Crisetti will stay alive. Jonathan Kumai standing there over on deck. He'll be closing out this Colt 45's lineup. Crisetti steps into the box once again. Collins looks in for a sign. He's got it. Sets up. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and grounded to the shortstop, DiVittorio. He'll throw to second. Over to first. In time. Double play. Nice pick out of the dirt from the first baseman, Brandon Owens. And a double play from Crisetti ends the inning. That'll bring us to the top of the third, where the Grizzlies are still looking for their first runs. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball. Give them a call at 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the top of the third inning at Tiger Field. It's going to be the pitcher, Collins, coming up to the plate for the first time tonight. Collins going up against Connor Irvine. Irvine has thrown two scoreless so far, allowing just two hits. Collins steps into the box. Here comes the pitch from Irvine. Low fastball, won't quite catch the zone. It'll be a ball and no strikes. Irvine quickly sets up again. Here's the 1-0. Another low fastball. Again, just misses the zone. Irvine just needs to bring that up a little bit. 2-0 pitch now on its way. Fastball, that one's going to be just a tad up there for strike one. It'll be two balls and a strike for Collins. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced over down the third baseline. It'll be foul. Count quickly moves to two balls and two strikes. Again, it's odd that we see a pitcher hitting for himself. Typically, from all of these Colt 45's opponents, we've seen a designated hitter, but like I said, the Grizzlies don't have a lot of people in that dugout. Here's the 2-2. Grounded up the middle. Kumai, he's got it. He'll throw on the run over to first for out number one. Nice play from Kumai there. And that'll bring around the top of the Grizzlies' order now. It'll be Rodriguez once again. But, as I was saying, when I say not many people in that Grizzlies dugout, I mean by that zero. They have nobody. I don't think they have a single substitution on the bench tonight. So now the pitch to Rodriguez is going to be swung on and grounded to the left side. Diving is Jeffries. He misses it. Now Camacho's got it, and he'll throw over to first in time for out number two. And Rodriguez quickly goes down, grounding out. That was a nice play from Camacho. Jeffries laid out completely for that ball, just missed it. Luckily, Camacho was right behind him, picked it up, threw on the run. Now it'll be DeVittorio, the shortstop. He watches a fastball go by low for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count. Again, Irvine working very quickly. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. DeVittorio looked like he wanted to swing, but couldn't quite make up his mind fast enough. 1-1 pitch now on its way. Curveball. It'll miss. Ball two. Count will be two balls and a strike to DeVittorio. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted into deep left field. Going over is Blake Tweed, and he will reach out and make the catch on the run. Nice play there from Blake Tweet. Saves a hit for Connor Irvine and takes us to the bottom of the third inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball. They have been servicing the electrical construction markets and electronics industry at 3081 Crossroads Drive, so give them a call, 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the third inning. Jonathan Kumai in that number nine spot is coming up to the plate against Collins as he watches a fastball go by outside for ball one. Now, with nobody on that bench for the Grizzlies, it's got me wondering who they're going to have to come in and relieve as Camacho swings one and skies it into right center. Coming over is the right fielder. He'll make the catch. That's Jordan Scott. And Kumai is quickly put away on the shallow flyout. As I was saying, however, Collins on the mound. Again, like I said, I believe they're so short, they're having their coach, Brandon Owens, play first base. And, well, does raise the question, who's going to come in to relieve? Now, Camacho coming up. He's going to swing at a fastball outside for strike one. They might be planning on throwing Collins the whole game as they did Keyshawn Martin last night. He's been efficient so far. Here's the 0-1 now to Camacho. It's going to be a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Count will be evened up at a ball and a strike. Collins sets up again. 1-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and grounded sharply to the third baseman, Leon. He's going to bounce it off the chest, and it'll go into foul territory. Running over for the ball is going to be the shortstop, DeVittorio, and Camacho will be in there at second. So Camacho reaches on an error. It was a nice hard-hit bouncing ball that Leon just couldn't quite square up. It bounces off of his chest and pretty deep into foul territory. DeVittorio having to run a long ways to get that ball. And now with a runner on second, it'll be one out for Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch. Outside fastball, ball one. Camacho stole third the last time he was at second. He's already got two stolen bases tonight. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into deep right center field. Going back is the center fielder Kaufman, and he will not make the catch. Rounding third and headed for home now is Camacho. He will go in standing up as Kyle Norton is in there with a RBI double. Kaufman really gave everything on that play. He was hustling back there and gave full extension from his glove, but ultimately wasn't able to quite make the catch. And now Bryce Tweed will come out with a one-on-one out situation. Tweed now shoots one foul over to the right side. There was some serious velocity behind that one. Unfortunately, it goes way foul. It'll be an 0-1 count to Tweed. Tweed reached on a fielder's choice his last at-bat. Now the 0-1 pitch. Curveball will not quite catch the outside corner. Count will even up at a ball and a strike for Tweed. So the Colts strike first here. They're up 1-0. Kyle Norton on second. Here's the pitch to Tweed. Fastball, a little low, but called, strike two. Tweed kind of rolls his eyes at that one. He didn't think it was a strike. But now he'll step back into the box. Norton leads off a second. Here comes the pitch. Outside fastball, ball two. Kind of evened up. He evened up it. Two balls and two strikes. Norton again leading off of second. Bryce Tweed steps into the box. Once again, 2-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Tweed headed over to first. There will be a throw over. That'll let Norton advance to third. So even though he struck out, Tweed does a good job there of hustling over to first and making sure he forced a throw, allowing Norton to move over to third. That'll bring up Derek Ray now. Ray struck out in his first at-bat. Now first pitch to him is going to be into his left arm. And now he throws his bat, heading over to first, and that one looked like it almost struck the bat boy. A little bit confused at what happened there. I think Ray was just getting a little hyped that he got on base and then threw his bat over. And, well, either way, it's going to be Blake Tweed coming up as he takes the first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Again, runners at the corners for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ray goes. Tweed skies one into center field. Under it is Kaufman, and he will make the catch for route number three. So Colt 45s score one. However, they strand one as well. That'll bring us to the top of the fourth as the Grizzlies will try to catch up. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45s baseball. Give them a call at 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here. It's the top of the fourth inning at Tiger Field, Reading Colt 45s versus the East Bay Grizzlies. 45s were able to score a run last inning and make it a 1-0 ball game here. As we head into the top of the fourth, it'll be the center fielder Tyler Kaufman coming up to lead off for the Grizzlies, trying to even this game up. Connor Irvine back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. He's thrown three scoreless so far. See if he can make it four. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball, it'll be ball one. Kaufman starts off with a 1-0 count. Now we'll step back into the box. 1-0 pitch, here it is. And it's going to come in high, and ducking under it is Kaufman, but it'll hit him in the back. That one could have been bad. It looked like it was headed straight for his neck. However, he kind of stuck his back up and lowered his head down. And instead, it strikes him in the back. So it'll be a 0-0 count to Juan Leon with Kaufman leading off of first now. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball over to the right side in the gap for a base hit. Kaufman is going to round second but hold up as Connor Irvine allows two quick base runners. And now we'll see Jordan Scott, the right fielder, come up to the plate. Scott grounded out in his first at-bat. Now Irvine setting up with runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Scott showing bunt, and he will not be able to make contact. Nice curveball there. Fooled Scott, and he wasn't really sure where he wanted to put the bat. Said it'll be an 0-1 count to him now. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Mendoza blocks it. Runners go. Throw over to third is going to be not in time. That one looked like it got Mendoza in kind of a rough spot. He's kind of grabbing at his chest protector. Looks like he's in a little bit of pain. Now the home plate umpire will call time and run a new ball out to Connor Irvine. Give Mateo a little bit of time to recover. He did a great job of blocking that ball and then getting up to make a throw over to third. Unfortunately, you could tell he was a little hurt. Cost him just about a second. And that was a little too long as Kaufman was able to slide into third safely. Leon, who's at first, also made it to second. So now with no outs, it'll be runners on second and third. 1-1 pitch to Scott. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Scott will be looking at a 1-2 count now. Entire infield playing in here on the grass. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the parking lot. That one hits a car, and the alarm is going off. So that's the first time we've actually heard a car alarm go off this season. It's kind of entertaining. Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Curveball completely fools Jordan Scott, and he swings but doesn't really come close to making contact. And that'll bring up Geno Hutchinson. That car alarm's still going off out there in the parking lot as Geno Hutchinson comes up to the plate. Hutchinson has one of the few singles here tonight for the Grizzlies. He's 1-for-1 so far. Now the pitch, curveball, it's going to be a little too low. It'll be a ball and no strikes to Geno Hutchinson. Irvine sets up. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. It was right around the knees of Hutchinson. So with runners on second and third, Hutchinson will look for a second hit of the night. Try to get a couple of RBIs with it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. In the dirt. Mendoza, phenomenal block there. Keeps it in front. Holds the runners on. Count will be a ball and two strikes. That was a nice curveball from Irvine. As he takes a little walk before heading back up to the rubber. Now he'll step up. Hutchinson steps in. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Irvine allowing two quick base runners and facing that second and third no out situation, puts down the next two on strikeouts. And I'm very sorry, I had to sneeze there for a second. That hit me like a truck. But it'll be Brandon Owens now with two outs and runners on second and third. Here's the pitch to Owens. Going to be a fastball in there for strike one. Owens in his last at bat struck out on three straight strikes. Looked at all of them. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That sort of looked like a slow pitch softball swing. It'll be an 0-2 count now to Owens. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Takes it for ball one. Irvine sets up again. He shakes off a sign. He'll take this one. 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. It's going to go to the backstop, however. Owens running over to first. The throw from Mendoza will be in time, so Irvine will get the strikeout. Again, the Grizzlies threaten having two runners on with no outs, but Irvine shuts him down. That brings us to the bottom of the fourth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500, North Valley Distributing.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. Again, it's East Bay Grizzlies versus your Reading Colt 45s. Collins is going to come back out onto the mound for the fourth inning. He gave up one run in his last inning, and now we'll look to shut down the Colt 45s further. It's going to be Mateo Mendoza coming up to the plate. Mendoza flew out in his first at-bat. He steps in. Collins takes his sign. Now sets up. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to Mendoza. Now the home plate umpire is going to call time. He's going to ask the pitcher to throw in his ball. And they're going to throw out a new one now. So the count will be a ball and no strikes to Mateo Mendoza as he steps back into the box. Collins gets his sign, sets up. Here's the pitch. It's going to hit Mendoza in the back. So Mendoza gets a free base. He'll head on over to first. So the second batter Collins has hit in this game was Derek Ray, the last one. I was just actually two at-bats ago for the Colt 45s, and now it'll bring up Peyton Jeffries. Jeffries 1-for-1 on the night so far. Looking to make that 2-for-2 with Mendoza leading off there at first. Here comes the pitch from Collins. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Again, that slow fastball from Collins. Hard to get timed up. Jeffries proves it there. way early on that one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball that time. It'll fall outside of the strike zone for ball one. The count will be evened up at a ball and a strike. Jeffries sets up in the box. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball, little two inside there. It'll be two balls and a strike. Collins once again setting up, 2-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and driven deep into right center field. Going back is Kaufman. He will not get there. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Mendoza rounding third now. He's going to head for home. There will be a play at the plate, and the throw is going to be not in time, high, and the catcher, Reeder, drops it. So Peyton Jeffries gets himself an RBI double. The Grizzlies definitely had a chance at that play at home. The throw was going to be in time. However, it was just very high and offline, causing the catcher Reeder to have to jump up for it. Throw came from the second baseman, Geno Hutchinson. If he had been able to throw a strike in there, they would have gotten him for sure. Now Jeffries leading off of second. Giacomo Crosetti fouls one off down the third baseline. Score becomes 2-0. Collins still looking for his first out of the inning. Crosetti sets up in the box. Here comes the 0-1 from Collins. In the dirt, blocked by Reeder, Jeffries will hold up. Count will even up at a ball and a strike. Jeffries takes his lead. Here's the pitch from Collins. Again in the dirt. Now Jeffries takes a step over to third, quickly returns over to second. Reeder tries to backpick him, but doesn't have the arm for it. Ball will take a hop before reaching second, and Jeffries is back in easily. Count remains, or sorry, becomes two balls and a strike for Crosetti. Here's the pitch. High fastball, and the count will become now three balls and a strike. Collins struggling to find his rhythm here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and drilled into left field for a base hit. Jeffries heads over to third. He'll hold up there. And Crosetti has himself a single. So that'll bring up Jonathan Kumai now. Kumai 0 for 1 so far on the night. He has flown out in his first at bat. Now he'll have runners at the corners with no outs. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. In there for strike one. Collins once again looks in. Takes his sign. 0-1 on its way. Fastball. Not quite in the strike zone that time. It was a little inside. Kind of be evened up at a ball and a strike. Again, Collins really just struggling to find his rhythm here. 1-1 pitch now. Swung on and lifted into left field. That one's going to fall for a base hit, and it's going to kick off of the shin of Kaufman and get away from him. Now Crosetti coming around third. He's going to head for home. There will be no throw to the plate, and two runs will score. So a single there from Jonathan Kumai turns into a little league double and scores two runs, one of them coming from first. Good hustle from Crosetti there, scoring all the way from first, and that'll make the score here in the bottom of the fourth 4-0 with a runner on second. Collins still having yet to find his first out as Arive Camacho comes up to the plate. Camacho takes a strike. Collins setting up now. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and popped straight back up into the stands. That one bounces back and nearly hits a fan. Thankfully, it ultimately will not. The count will be no balls and two strikes to Arive Camacho. And now, looks like we've got a player down here for the Grizzlies. It looks like it's actually going to be Collins. I think Collins coming off the mound and chasing after that pop-up. He thought it might fall fair and was trying to come make a play on it. Looked like he had maybe twisted an ankle or something. However, with no pitching reserves, Collins will have to go back out onto the mound. He's just going to try to walk that one off. Now he'll get a few warm-up pitches to make sure he's okay. Again, the Grizzlies already have their coach playing first base, so I imagine if even one more of them gets injured, they would not be able to finish this game out. So now we're just waiting here for Collins to finish up his warm-ups, and he will quickly. Camacho going to head back up to the box now. He'll be looking at an 0-2 count. Again, Jonathan Kumai leading off of second over there. Camacho in the box. Collins gets his sign. 0-2 pitch, here it is. In the dirt. It's going to kind of skirt away from Reeder, but just a couple of feet. Reeder having a little trouble squaring up those balls in the dirt tonight. It'll be a 1-2 count now to Camacho. Collins once again gets his sign. Sets up. Here's the pitch. Again in the dirt. Reeder will block that one. Count will become 2 balls and 2 strikes. Collins struggling to find the strike zone here. Probably more than he has in any other inning. When he does, he's kind of just floating it right out there for the 45s. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside, it's going to nick off of the glove of Reeder and go all the way to the backstop. Count will become full, so Camacho comes back after going down 0-2 quickly. Now with 3 balls and 2 strikes and no outs, Kumai will be on third. Collins sets up, infield playing in. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the shortstop, Divitorio. He dives and makes the play. Throw over to first is in time. So a really nice play from Divitorio playing in on that infield grass. Camacho hit a line shot over there to the left side, and Divitorio is able to lay out and grab it. So that'll get Collins at least one out as Kyle Norton comes out to the plate. Norton is 1-for-2 so far. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a high fastball. Ball one. Again, Kumai leading off of third. Collins once again sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on up the middle. Again, fielded by Divitorio. Throw over to first in time. So a couple of plays by Divitorio. Gets Collins a couple of outs, and now he's on the verge of getting out of this inning as Bryce Tweet comes out to the plate. Tweet has been in just a tad bit of a slump these past few games. He's 0-for-8 in his last 8 at-bats. He'll be looking to break the slump here as he steps into the box. Here comes the pitch from Collins. Going to be an outside fastball, a little too outside. It'll be a ball and no strikes to Bryce Tweed. Tweed takes a deep breath before stepping in. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, again, a little too outside. It'll be 2 balls and no strikes to Tweed. Now Collins setting up again. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and lined on the ground to the right side. It'll be a foul ball. Count's going to move over to 2 balls and a strike. Tweed, taking a deep breath before stepping back into the box. Collins takes his sign, sets up. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, up the middle, base hit. And it looks like that one caught maybe off of the foot of Collins. He tried to jump up to avoid getting hit by that one. I think it still might have scraped off the bottom of his foot. Kumai will score. That'll make it a 5-0 ball game here as Tweed breaks that hitless streak with an RBI single. Derek Ray now coming up to the plate. Ray is 0-1. He was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance. Now with two outs and a runner on first, he's going to tap one lightly to the right side. Collins fields it, and he'll toss over to first for out number three. So Colt 45 score four. They make this a 5-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring us to the top of the fifth, where the the East Bay Grizzlies look to strike back. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading. They're a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the top of the fifth. It's going to be Connor Irvine back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. He's thrown four scoreless so far. He'll be looking for a fifth here. It's going to be the catcher Reeder coming up to the plate. He's 0-1 so far on the night. He'll look to try and help chip away at this five-run deficit. Now Camacho looks like he's going to need to retie his shoe over there at shortstop. And now as Irvine sets up, Camacho just now putting his glove on. Here's the pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled straight back into the plate for a foul ball. It'll be no balls and a strike. Reeder stepping into the box. 0-1 pitch from Irvine on its way. Curveball, a little low and away for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike to Reeder now. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the parking lot for strike two. Count will become a ball and two strikes to Reeder. Now Irvine shakes off a sign. Here's this one. 1-2. Ground ball down the third baseline. It'll be foul. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Irvine gets the ball back now. Heads back up onto the rubber. Gets set. Here's the 1-2 pitch for the second time. Swung on again. Fouled back into the net. As Reeder continues to battle here with two strikes. Irvine back on the rubber. 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Curveball. That one got away from Irvine just a little bit. Count will become two balls and two strikes. Now Reeder going to foul off another one to the right side. Count will remain again two balls and two strikes. And Reeder is really fighting off Irvine's pitching right now. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. And umpire's going to give time to Reeder. Right as Irvine was starting his motion. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the third baseman, Jeffries. Jeffries has it. He'll throw to first for out number one. So Jeffries, maybe not the best glove over there at third. However, he's very solid with the glove. That's not really a bash on his defense at all. I say that only because Wyatt Reginato, who typically plays for third base for the Colts, has a phenomenal glove over there at third. He's been making plays all season for him. But anyways, to finish my thought, although Jeffries does not have maybe quite as good a glove as Reginato, his arm is phenomenal, maybe the best of the infield here for the Colt 45s. Now a 1-1 pitch to the pitcher Collins is going to be swung on and missed for strike two. It'll be a ball and a strike for Collins. Now the 1-2 pitch is going to be a high fastball. Count will be evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball three. Count will be filled up now. Once again, Irvine steps up onto the rubber. Now Collins will ask for time, and he'll get it. Irvine does not move. Now the minute Collins steps back into the box, he's going to deliver. It's going to be popped straight up into right field. Giacomo Crosetti comes in and makes the catch. And a nice job from Irvine there, not letting that time call phase him and getting the out from the pitcher, Collins. Now it'll be Rodriguez coming up to the plate. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 on the night. Strike out and a ground out. He'll be looking for his first hit. Irvine shakes off the sign from Mendoza. He'll take this one. Here's a pitch. Curveball. Not quite in there. It'll be a ball and no strikes. Now the 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. High fastball there. Rodriguez went after it and chased. Count will be evened up at a ball and a strike. Now the 1-1 pitch. Here comes. It's going to be fouled lightly over to the right side. Count will become a ball and two strikes. Rodriguez steps back into the box. Irvine comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Irvine with a nice 1-2-3 inning sends us to the bottom of the fifth, where the Colt 45s look to extend that 5-run lead. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45s baseball in servicing the electrical construction markets and electronics industry. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's going to be Blake Tweet coming up to the plate for the third time tonight. He's 0 for 2 so far. Strikeout and a flyout. He'll be looking to help extend this 5-run lead for the Colt 45s. Collins still up there on the mound. Like I said earlier, the Grizzlies don't really have any reserves over there in the dugout. So now the first pitch to Tweed is going to be skied straight back into the stands. Lands right next to the PA booth. It'll be no balls and a strike to Blake Tweed. Collins steps back up onto the rubber. Interestingly enough, he's pitching from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled into the left field for a single. Now, maybe I just haven't been paying close enough attention, but I didn't think Collins had been pitching from the stretch with nobody on throughout the first part of the game. Perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps he just pitches out of the stretch consistently. Anyway, Tweet's got his first hit of the night, and now Mateo Mendoza is going to come up to the plate for the third time. Mendoza 0 for 1, also looking for his first hit. Tweed goes on the pitch. However, it's going to be fouled back into the parking lot. That one narrowly misses a car. The count will be no balls and a strike to Mateo Mendoza. Collins now throws back over to first. Tweed slides back in there, sliding easily. Collins steps back up onto the rubber. Now comes set. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Now the catcher Reader going to try to backpick Tweed at first. Tweed again gets back there pretty easily. Count will be a ball and a strike to Mateo Mendoza. Here's the pitch now. It's going to be outside in the dirt, picked by the catcher Reader. Count will be two balls and a strike to Mendoza now. He steps in the box. Coming set is Collins. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Foul ball to the right side into the net. So once again, Blake Tweed tries to steal, but is thwarted by a foul ball. Count becomes two balls and two strikes. Collins back there up on the rubber. Tweed leading off once again as Mendoza steps into the box. Sitting up is Collins. Here's the pitch. Runner goes again. It's going to be in the dirt. There will be no throw. Count will become three balls and two strikes as Blake Tweed steals second base. And now Mateo Mendoza is looking at a full count. Collins sets up. Runner on second. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, ball four. So Collins, after struggling quite a bit last inning, giving up four, seems to be doing the same here in the bottom of the fifth. So he's allowed two consecutive runners without getting an out. It's going to be Peyton Jeffries up to the plate. Jeffries is two for two tonight. He's got a single as well as an RBI double, looking to continue that hot streak now with no outs and runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, it'll be a ball and no strikes now to Jeffries. Collins has been in the dirt quite a few times this inning. Now, the 1-0 pitch. Tweed goes. Throw down the third is going to be not in time. Tweed slides in there. Nice throw from the catcher Reader. However, it was a little high. And Leon can't get the tag down in time. He'll be runners at second and third now for the Colt 45s. Jeffries looks at a 1-1 count. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on down the third baseline. It'll be a base hit. Tweed will score. Holding up is Mendoza, and Jeffries heads into second. So it's an RBI double again for Peyton Jeffries. As Giacomo Crescetti comes up to the plate, Crescetti is 1-for-2 on the night. Score will become 6-0, as again, runners will be on second and third. Here comes the pitch to Crescetti. It's going to be a high fastball outside for ball one. Here in these later innings, Collins just has seemingly kind of fallen apart. Here's the pitch. Swing on. Again, skied straight back behind the stands and into the parking lot. Count will be in a ball and a strike. You can tell Collins out there on the mound, his arm is just getting tired. This is his fifth straight inning. Sets up again. Entire infield is in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Again, the Grizzlies have yet to get an out so far in this inning. They've got a run scored already, and runners on second and third. 1-2 count to Crisetti. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and skied straight up into the air. Owens calls for it, but now second baseman Hutchinson calls him off and makes the catch for out number one. Crisetti goes down. And now that'll bring up Jonathan Kumai. Kumai is 1-for-2 so far tonight with a two-run single. Here's the pitch. Check swing, high fastball. They say he went around. There'll be no balls and a strike to start off Kumai. He again steps into the box. Now the pitch. Swung on and lifted into right field. Coming in is Scott. He'll make the catch. There will be no tag up. It was just a shallow line shot out there into right. And Kumai is put away once again. So now Reeve Camacho, who is 1-for-3 on the night, will come up to the plate, bringing around the top of the order. Again, the Colt 45s have runners on second and third. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Skied straight back into, not quite into the parking lot. It's going to fall on top of our ticket booth, which is covered, thankfully. The count will be no balls and a strike to Reeve Camacho. Here's the pitch. Inside curveball. It'll miss the zone for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike to Reeve Camacho now. Collins sets up. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on and drilled on the ground to the left side. Picking it up is DiVittorio. He'll throw to first. Not in time. I mean, it was in time. However, the first baseman, Owens, was not on first base.
Next batter up, first baseman, number 25. Kyle
Norton. Phenomenal play from DiVittorio. Unfortunately, he's not going to get the out of it. And Collins is going to be forced to go through another batter as a run scores on that one. DiVittorio really laid himself out for that one. Going full extension on the ground to get that ball. I didn't think he had a chance, but made a nice throw as well. Now it's going to be Cal Norton for the fourth time. Norton looking at a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on into right field. Oh, it's going to go just foul. It's a nice line shot over there. Just cut to the right a little too much. Count will be a ball and a strike for Kyle Norton. Norton is 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI double. And I think it's fair to say that the Colt 45s have kind of broken this one open. Well, I shouldn't say that. They lead 7-0. However, we have seen the Colt 45s blow a 7-run lead already in the season. Now with runners on first and third, the 1-1 pitch. Now, it's not commonplace. I mean, typically when the Colt 45s have a lead, they keep it. But I wouldn't say it's impossible for the Grizzlies to come back. Now, the 2-1 to Norton. It's going to be up the middle, fielded by Hutchinson. He'll toss over to second for the out. And that'll bring us to the top of the sixth. Colt 45s lead 7-0. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45s baseball and servicing the electrical construction markets and electronics industry. Give them a call at 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the top of the sixth inning. We're going to have a new pitcher out onto the mound for the Colt 45s after Connor Irvine threw five scoreless for us. It looks like it's going to be David Salters, the 6'3 junior out of Oklahoma Baptist University. Salters, always a reliable arm up there on the mound for the Colt 45s. So it'll be Rodriguez, that number one spot, bringing the order back around for the Grizzlies as they look to chip away at that 7-0 lead. Now the 45s shut out the Grizzlies last night, and this game keeps going the way it's been going. It looks like they might be able to do the same thing again here tonight. Salters now throws his last warm-up pitch and heads back up to the rubber to face off against Rodriguez. Actually, it's not going to be Rodriguez. It's going to be Divitorio. My apologies. So Divitorio will see his first pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be spiked in the dirt for ball one. One-oh pitch on its way. Here it is. Swung on and lifted into left field. That one's going to fall just foul. Divitorio probably would have had extra bases on that one had it fallen fair. Unfortunately, he's not going to get anything out of it but a strike. The count's going to move over to 1-1. Now Salters back up on the rubber. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight down into the ground for strike two. It'll be a ball on a strike for Divitorio. Salters again comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced straight up the middle. Camacho coming over. He's got it. Throw over to first is going to be in time. And I apologize. That is not Arive Camacho over there at shortstop. It's actually Jonathan Kumai. He makes a nice play. I don't know what happened, but it looks like Kumai has moved over to short. I believe Isaiah Cortez is in at second base now. Jeffries looks to still be at third. It'll be Taylor Coffin coming up to the plate, and he's going to see a fastball in there for strike one. So it looks like Camacho is out of the game for some reason. Comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be outside fastball for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike now to Taylor Coffin. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt, ball two. So now a 2-1 count to Kaufman. Kaufman 0 for 1 on the night so far. He's also hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance. Here comes the 2-1 from Salters. No, he's going to step off, actually. Now he'll step back up onto the rubber. And here comes the 2-1 from Salters. Fastball swung on and bounced to the left side, just foul. Count will be evened up at a couple of balls and a couple of strikes. Kaufman stepping back into the box once again. 2-2 pitch, now on its way. Here it comes. In the dirt, ball three. Count will fill up. Coffin steps into the box. Salters on the mound sets up. 3-2. Here it is. Curveball swung on and fouled straight back. Nice job of Coffin there. Just getting a piece of that one and staying alive. The count will remain 3-2 as Kaufman steps back into the box. And once again, here comes the payoff pitch. Fastball just a bit outside for ball four. So Kaufman does a nice job of battling, gets himself aboard to first base, and that'll bring up Juan León for the third time. León is 1-for-2 with a single tonight. Be looking to do a job here with a runner on first. Setting up is Salters. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt for ball one. Salters takes his sign. 1-0 pitch. Now he's going to throw over to first. And they got him. They got Kaufman. Now, I don't know about that. That looked like it could have been called a balk to me. I mean, he looked like he was dedicated to the plate. But there will be no balk called. Kaufman will head back to the dugout, and it will be 2 outs for León as he fouls a fastball back into the net. Now he'll be looking at a 1-1 count. Salters, now back up onto the river, gets a sign. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, little outside. The count will be full at 3-2 once again. As León steps in. Salters again takes his sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball four. So again, Salters walks a batter, and now that'll bring up Jordan Scott. Now this game was really chugging along here for the first, say, 4 innings. And just in this past inning and a half, 2 innings, is really, really slowed down. Salters throws to Jordan Scott. It's going to be in the dirt, skirts away from Mendoza. León heads on over to second. But really, it can be attributed to just the rhythm of the pitchers. Connor Irvine, the starter for the Colt 45s, really fast-paced. Did not waste a lot of time up there on the mound. Now Salters delivers a fastball that's fouled back into the net for strike one. But in contrast, Salters is very, very slow. Takes a lot of time before each pitch up there on the rubber. Now it'll be a 1-1 count to Jordan Scott. Salters sits up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced to the third baseman, Jeffries. Jeffries has it, now throws to first. In time for out number three. And just like that, that'll bring us to the bottom of the sixth inning. Colt 45s look to extend that 7-run lead. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing. at 3081 Crossroads Drive, sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball and servicing the electrical, construction markets, and electronics industry. Call them at 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is going to be a new pitcher out onto the mound for the East Bay Grizzlies. It'll be Jordan Scott, who was playing right field for the Grizzlies up there on the rubber. It looks like Collins just made a direct switch and headed out there to right field himself. Again, the Grizzlies have nobody in their reserves for this game. They're just playing with what they've got. It's going to be Bryce Tweed coming up for the fourth time tonight. Tweed is 1-for-3 so far. He had an RBI single in his last at-bat. But first, we're going to see a few more warm-up pitches from Jordan Scott. Now, the Colts lead here 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth, and the Grizzlies really haven't threatened much at all at the plate tonight. I believe they had runners in scoring position for maybe two innings, but since then have really not threatened at all. They have yet to score a run. As I mentioned, they did not score any runs last night against the two Colt 45's pitchers, Isaac Horsman and Caden Nichols. Now, Jordan Scott, after a particularly long warm-up session here prior to the bottom of the sixth, will finish up, and he's looking a little erratic out there on the mound. Anyways, Bryce Tweet will stride up to the plate. And step in. Nichols adjusting his shoes or something before setting up on the rubber.
That will be number seven. That will be Jordan Scott coming in pitching again for the Grizzlies.
So Scott now finally has the ball and steps up onto the rubber. Tweed in the box. Here comes pitch number one. Fastball, high and away. Ball one. So Scott showing a little higher velocity than Collins. However, through his warm-ups and after that first pitch, not quite as much control. When he'll pitch to Tweed, is going to be low, but in there for strike one. The count will be evened up now at a ball and a strike to Bryce Tweed. Skinny steps back into the box. 1-1 pitch now on its way. Low fastball. Called for a ball. Again, it'll be two balls and a strike now. Two-one pitch now to Tweed on its way. Swing and a miss. High fastball there. Tweed chases. I'm leaving up the count at two balls and two strikes. Now Tweed will adjust his batting gloves before stepping back into the box. Scott sets up, now delivers. High fastball, called, ball three. Count will fill up now for Tweed. Scott looking for the first out of the inning. Tweed looking to lead things off here. Payoff pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled back behind the stands. Tweed stays alive here with two strikes. Now he'll face a 3-2 count for the second time as he steps into the box. Scott now delivering. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled into deep center field. Going back is Kaufman. Still going back is Kaufman, and that one is gone. Bryce Tweed, solo shot into left center field, and that was no short one there. I mean, he sure got a hold of that pitch and sends it deep out there into left center field to the right of the scoreboard. The long home run. And Tweed now makes it an 8-0 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Derek Ray. Ray watches a fastball go by high and inside for ball one. Man, that was just an absolute shot. 1-0 pitch now to Ray. Swing and a miss, strike one. So it'll be a 1-1 count to Ray now. Here's the pitch. Way high fastball. Goes over the glove of the catcher Reeder for ball two. The count will be two balls and a strike. Not the way Scott wanted to start off his outing with that solo shot from Tweed. But now he'll look to get his first out of the inning. 2-1 pitch. Here it is. In the dirt. Ball three. So it'll be a 3-1 count now to Ray. Scott sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and foul over to the right side. That'll make the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ray now stepping back into the box. Scott with his second consecutive 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball four. So again, Scott loses the battle. However, this time instead of four bases, he gives up just one as Ray heads over to first. That'll bring up Blake Tweed now. Tweed is 1-for-3 so far on the night. Now steps into the box with Ray over there at first.
Number 7, Ray Green, now
back. Scott checks Ray over there at first base. Now the pitch. High fastball goes over the head of Reed once again. Sorry, Reeder. And Ray easily heads over to second. Now I think it's pretty fair to say the Colts have blown this one open. It's an 8-0 ball game, and, well, the Grizzlies just look defeated out there on the field. Scott, with a runner on second, still looking for his first out against Blake Tweed. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Sorry, ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count to Blake Tweed as Scott sets up. Again, Ray leading off from second. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball for ball three. So the third consecutive batter that Scott has thrown at least 3 balls to. Now these are some long at-bats, and as I said earlier, the difference in pitching that we've seen between the starters and now their relievers really all comes down to the rhythm and how much it's slowed down. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss there. Tweed was aiming for the fences. The high fastball wasn't able to make contact with it. The count will become 3 balls and a strike. Scott now looks down and takes his sign, now sets up. 3-1 pitch, here it is. Runner goes. And it's going to be in the dirt.